It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? It's Dan Bach here for the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust, where we talk fantasy sports each and every day, but of the daily and weekly variety. Of course, today on the podcast, we're going to go over some of the big winners from the weekend. Of course, we're one step closer, one day closer to the big fantasy football championship out in Vegas, so some of the salaries are going to be coming out for that tournament, so people will be certainly looking towards that. I know the 12 finalists definitely will be, but I am actually working on a column for Roto-Grinders where I'm actually going to give kind of faux odds for the FFFC, so it'll be kind of fun. So that should be coming out later in the week, but one of the interesting things about it was looking through, if you don't know, I compile a list of all the big tournament winners from the weekend and put it into one big article on Roto-Grinders, and it should be on the front page now. And it was amazing to me to see all the FFFC finalists who actually had good finishes. Now, when I say good finishes, I'm just not talking cashing, because I couldn't go through every single one of these tournaments and just, you know, make a list of everybody who cashed. That would just take forever. So I just do pretty much the top three or the top five of the tournaments, and there were quite a few players. In fact, if you look at it, there were five guys who qualified for the FFFC who had top five finishes this week. That included Witz, who had kind of been quiet lately. I hadn't seen him on many of the leaderboards, and he came out and had a nice finish there. I think it was on Draft Street. Plug Dog, he also had a nice finish on Draft Street. Jack and Soda, he's a FanDuel guy. He had a couple of nice finishes over there. Spawn 65 has really, I don't want to say quote-unquote impressed me lately, but I always seem to be seeing his name on the leaderboard quite a bit in these large field tournaments. And if you look at his profile, he definitely has lots of funds to spend, it seems. So he's been doing a nice job. And of course, Beer Makers Fan, again, I don't know if he won any tournaments this week, but certainly near the top of many large field tournaments, as he's consistently right near the top. So those five guys, and as I went through, those are five, I don't want to say the five favorites, but certainly some of the favorites in the FFFC coming up this weekend. But good job by them, rounding right into form, as I say in the column, the week before the big playoff for the $75,000. But I found it interesting that these guys, not that they wouldn't play, but that they had the success, you know, the week before the big tournament. So that was kind of cool. But other Roto-Grinder members who made some money this weekend in some of the large field tournaments, Napster Man and DaBig U, they had a nice showing in the big, what was it, $270 or $240 buy-in blowout tournament on FanDuel. They finished second and fourth. Napsterman also took a top five in the $100. I think it's Blitz over there as well. So I think he took in about $2,400 in those two tournaments alone this weekend. Roto-Grinders Cal, of course, you know him as Cal Spears here, the one of the main men behind Roto-Grinders, the site you're on right now. He had a nice win in the Benjamin contest over on draft day. $100 entry, took home about $1,500. And I do have to tip my cap off to M. Nikoloff. This guy has really kind of stepped it up the last couple weeks in, you know, staking his claim as one of the better college football fantasy, daily fantasy players out there, as he took down the $1,500 $11 buy-in guaranteed tournament on Draft Street for the second straight week. And there's quite a few people in that tournament. That is a big accomplishment to make. So props to him. And God knows I just did horrible in college football this past week. And it will be interesting to see exactly how these bowl leagues are put together for college football. From my understanding is it's kind of going to be on a weekly basis. You know, a lot of times there's, you know, quite a few games going on over a five-day period or a three-day period, and I'm guessing that is how they're going to do it. And of course, you know, all the BCS games will be in their own separate little area. So if you're a college football fan, yeah, the Saturdays are gone, but there will be plenty of action for these bowl games as well. But one team you don't want to take anybody of, and the only site you can actually take them would be on Profanity Sports, and that's the Ohio Bobcats, who lost, of course, after blowing a 20-0 lead. And it's never good when your punter comes out and rips the entire state of Idaho. Now, I don't blame him. Apparently, he came out in a tweet saying, Idaho, why the heck would I want to go to Idaho for a bowl game? It's freezing there. Well, first off, you go to school in Ohio. It's not like you're going to school in Miami. But second off, you know, you're the punter. You know, opinionated punters, it's never a good idea. Opinionated kickers, it's never a good idea. I mean, of course, you remember Peyton Manning with his line at the Pro Bowl, I'm ready to throw a touchdown to Jerry Rice, and there's our idiot kicker who got liquored up and run his mouth. Nobody likes the kickers and the punters. They don't. You know, again, I'm not somebody who played the game of football, so I can't actually confirm this. But my feeling is most guys on the team don't really carry a lot of respect for the kicker, considering you know, they're lifting weights, they're doing, you know, the Omaha drills, they're beating each other's head in, and there's the kicker, you know, daintily kicking field goals or you know, sitting in the hot tub getting massages. And they don't go through the rigors of what the normal athletes do. So just keep your mouth shut, make your kicks, and everybody will be happy. Moving on, just had to get that out of my off of my chest there for a second. But other big winners from this weekend: Ball Busters, he's a Roto Grinders member, had a couple of nice wins on Draft Zone. And Condia had a real nice lineup, Thursday lineup for the special tournaments that they had running starting on Thursday on Draft Street. He won a couple of big tournaments there as well. So plenty of Roto Grinders members doing well. Lots of guys out there. This was one of the more successful weeks for grinders out there. So good job by you guys. One thing I want to turn to now is talk to you about this charity tournament going on at Daily Joust. And Chainsaw, he's actually going to join us on the podcast on Thursday, and he's going to kind of talk a little bit more about where he came up with this idea. Basically, it's a Marine Corps Toys for Tots tournament where 50 cents of your $5 entry is going to go towards the Toys for Tots charity. And of course, you know, everybody knows what that's about. It's getting unwrapped toys, you know, for kids, underprivileged kids, and it's a great cause. And of course, this holiday time of year, it's all about giving, you know, whether it's presents to your family or to somebody who isn't quite as fortunate as you. This is a very giving time of the season. And I'm not going to pretend like I've seen every tournament that's ever run in the history of Daily Fantasy, because I haven't. But as far as I know, this might be the first charitable tournament that I can ever remember seeing. And I like it. I think it's very good for the industry. I think they're going to have a huge, huge success with this, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it happening more amongst the other Daily Fantasy sites, because you know what, everybody likes to, you know, they feel better about themselves. I do. I always feel better about myself if I do something nice for somebody, and you know, if in the process you still get to play Daily Fantasy sports, that's even better. So this is, I don't want to say a new gimmick, because you know, for us the player, you know, we're not, you know, yeah, we're giving money to charity, but we're still playing for money ourselves. So it's not a gimmick in that sense, but it is a nice way for us to play the game that we like and put some money towards, you know, a good cause. So great job by Daily Joust to do that. And again, we'll talk to Chainsaw. He's apparently a member of the Marine Corps, so definitely looking forward to talking to him and, you know, all those people who serve this country. I mean, you cannot thank them enough to think of not just the sacrifices and time and away from their family and putting themselves in harm's way, but they do pretty much a thankless job in a lot of respects. So anytime I see anybody in uniform, I always try to say, hey, thanks for what you do. I'm not man enough to be in your shoes and do that. So I thank them for that. So it'll be interesting to talk to a Marine Corps member coming up here on the podcast in a couple of days. So we thank him for taking that time out down the road for that. But definitely check out that tournament on Daily Joust if you want to get involved. And hopefully some of the other sites out there kind of follow their lead, because I think it's a great, great idea. And you know, no offense will be taken by anybody if you would piggyback an idea of a charity tournament. And I think that was always something that happened in online poker. I know that in the past there were some charity tournaments there as well. So this time of year certainly makes a lot of sense. The other thing I want to talk about, and I mentioned it in the past on the podcast, is the idea of tournaments with more than just cash winnings. And we saw it this past week on draft day. If you haven't signed on draft day, make sure you go through our links. Nice deposit bonus there. But this week they did the jersey tournament, where basically you win a jersey of your choosing of any NFL player if you won the tournament. And on top of that, you win some cash prizes as well. And this is the second one of those tournaments that they've done that included something besides just money, as they had the painting tournament where they had this kind of eclectic artist who would commission a painting for you of whatever sports image you want. And it was a really cool idea. I know the guys over at Draft Day got a great reaction from that. And, you know, there's certain things, you know, I think that there's something to this. I think, you know, I would really love to see somebody put together like an Apple iPad tournament. Because here's the deal. I want an Apple iPad. I really do. And I've got enough money to go out and buy one. But I also have a wife that really would be disappointed if I went and spent like $500-$600 on an Apple iPad. She'd look at me and be like, what are you doing? Like, we don't need that. Well, yeah, I don't need it, but I want it. So what I need is these daily fantasy sites to put together contests for things that I want that I necessarily can't buy. Because I can always tell my wife, oh, look it, I won this iPad. I won this Apple iPad playing daily fantasy, honey. Isn't this great? And she'll say, yeah, that's great, honey. How much did it cost you to play? Oh, $5. Oh, great. That's awesome. Way to go, honey. Or, you know, a nice set of brand new TaylorMades. Oh, hey, I got these brand new golf clubs. You don't need golf clubs. You got a nice set in the garage. Well, I won them on Daily Fantasy. It only cost me $10 to play. I said, hey, what the heck? And look it, I got a nice new set of golf clubs. See, that's the perspective I'm taking, because there are a lot of things in this world that I want. And there's also a lot of things in this world that when you have a spouse, you just don't. You're not able to just go out and grab. And believe me, my wife is great. She is not one of those nagging women who, you know, won't let me buy things that I want. I understand that. She's great. But there, you know, there is usually a price range where she goes, really? Like, you know, and then gives you the dirty looks. And then you're kind of, you know, in the doghouse for a couple weeks. So nobody wants to go through that. So how about some tournaments for big screen TVs? You know, tournaments for golf clubs, tournaments for iPads, tournaments for, you know, laptops, things like that. And here's the thing about it, too, is these sites could probably buy that stuff pretty cheap and still make plenty of money on these tournaments. And ultimately, that's what it's about, is making money on these tournaments for these websites. And I've got no problem with that. So it's just a nice little concept I'm going to throw out there for some of the site owners who may or may not listen to the podcast, as we've seen the success over on Draft Day with the two things that they've done, especially with that very cool idea with the painter. I love that. I hope they do that again. But I think it's maybe viable, especially for, you know, some of us married guys out there who, you know, maybe even can't afford it, but you know, you just, you've got that better half that just wouldn't want you to go through and do it. So that is my thoughts on that. Tonight, though, let's look at some college basketball here shortly, as the games you're going to find are going to be on Draft Zone and over on Daily Joust. FanDuel has the night off. Not enough head-to-head contests between top conferences, but there's a whole boatload of games, 17 games on Daily Joust to choose from, and plenty of action going on there. Their college basketball definitely has picked up as the season has gone on. So there's, you know, early on there was only a handful of games, but now there are tons of tournaments sprouting up, high cap, low cap, and tons of variety on there. But I'm going to give you a couple names to go with tonight. One guy is Julian Welch over there with Minnesota, as Minnesota's top scorer went out a couple of games ago, and if you look at the job that Welch has done in his absence, he's scored, 15 and 16 points the last two games since that's happened, and, you know, he's getting 32 and 34 minutes of play as opposed to about the 19 to 20 that he was before, so his total average isn't great, but his recent performance has been spectacular, so I definitely think he is a play tonight in that game. He's only $120,000, so Julian Welch of Minnesota looks like a good one to go with. A couple of guys from North Carolina I like. They go against Evansville, so probably going to be a blowout. And one of the top scorers for them who hasn't had a great year this year is Tyler Zeller. I think he might get it going today. His price is right at 153. Usually, you know, if he can get to 20 points at a 153 or a 153 price tag, you're going to be happy. And I think Zeller's going to do it tonight. I think he's going to get his points. And the other guy's a cheaper option coming off the bench, James Michael McAdoo. He was one of the top prospects or high school basketball players, and he's a bench player. But in this game, there is going to be lots of minutes to be given to the bench because Evansville has no chance to go into North Carolina and do anything. So McAdoo's probably going to get a good number of minutes on the court, and at 62,000, you know, if he puts up 10 or 15 points, you're pretty happy. So those are two guys that I like tonight. And the last guy I'm going to go ahead and give you is, let's see, who do I want to give you? Yeah, I'm looking at my lineup. Chris Joseph, he's been very consistent. Syracuse is one of the better teams in the country. You look at his numbers week in and week out. I mean, he's consistently near the top of the scorers for Syracuse. I think he might even be their leading scorer. Let's see if I can get his numbers up here real quick. They take on Marshall tonight, and just looking at his recent games, you know, it's a 20-point game, 18-point game, a little down at 11, and then a 14-point game. But here's the thing. I always like looking at the field goal attempts, because if they're attempting a lot of field goals, then you know they're going to score a lot of points. And again, on Daily Joust, you only really need to look at points. And 15 attempts, 16 attempts, 9 attempts, and that was, of course, a blowout against Eastern Michigan. And then at Florida, he was 5 for 14. So here's a guy who definitely is an important scorer, and you know that's what he does best, and that's what you like on Daily Joust. So I like Chris Joseph for Syracuse tonight. So there's four guys to consider putting in your lineups for tonight over there in Daily Joust for college hoops. And, of course, the NHL, there's a ton of games out there in the NHL tonight. So you can go to pretty much any site, FanDuel, DraftStreet, Daily Joust, Fantasy Sports Live. It doesn't matter. Everybody is going to be having some NHL tournaments out there because of the number of games being played. And, again, I'm not going to bore you with hockey analysis that is inaccurate. So I'm just going to kind of move on past that. But before we wrap up the podcast, I do need to say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust. We already talked about the cool Toys for Tots tournament they got coming up this weekend. It is an NFL tournament, and it's a $5 entry. So get into that tournament. No limit on how many entries you have, and it is going to be uncapped. So the more entries they have, the more money that's going to go to Toys for Tots. So that's a very good cause. Also, the live scoring on the NHL, I talk about it quite a bit, and it makes a world of difference. And I'll tell you what, I think it makes a world of difference with college basketball. I mean, I played on a lot of other sites, and I'm not going to lie, I do like the other categories being implemented, but I do like the live scoring a lot too, because I can't tell you how many times this season I think I've won a matchup in college basketball, and then all of a sudden, you know, the stats change because they're not updated live. You do not have that problem at Daily Joust. They're only tracking points right now, and the live tracking of the scoring, to me, makes a world of difference in daily fantasy. So good job by them there. And tons of action going on. All their NFL games are already up for the weekend, so you can check out the salaries there. And we highly encourage you to play there. They're one of the great sponsors of this podcast, and we appreciate them, and they are dailyjoust.com. And with that, it's time for us to say goodbye for the day. We will return tomorrow on the podcast talking more daily fantasy sports. Again, one day closer to the big finals out in Vegas. Looking forward to the podcast going live, talking to some of the guys at FanDuel and certainly a lot of the finalists out there in Sin City. So that will be fun. Thank you again for checking us out. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us any comments you may have on the podcast page on RotoGrinders. Until tomorrow, have yourself a great day.